Looking for color? Hello again, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. We're now into the short days of summer with the start of September, and with it, many folks would normally be looking forward to the fall colors from the state's forest.
And we just really don't know what is going to happen. We're sort of on the brink. If we get rain now, it may sort of perk up things, and we may not get that premature leaf drop. If we get... If we don't get the rain, then we may be really facing an issue with fall colors like we had last year.
Richard Evans is director of UT's Forest Resources Research and Education Center in Oak Ridge, and he says the extreme weather patterns across Tennessee this year have had quite an effect on trees statewide.
I'm somewhat concerned about the loss of trees with the drought that we've had. If we compound that with another year or so of low moisture, then we really may have some issues with losing some of our trees in the forest. At that point in time, I think we lost about 10 to 12% of our inventory in trees that we had in the forest.
Evan says another major issue this fall, besides the lack of color and the potential loss of trees, is the effect the drought and freeze will have on wildlife.
With the spring freeze, the Easter freeze, we have loss of flowers in the trees that produce mast and soft mast as well. So we really don't know what's going to happen with the wildlife. So the issue of what do we do at this point in time, I think, is sort of an unsettled question.
And hopefully there will be more rains to breathe some life back into our forest. Over half of the state is forested and definitely one of our most important natural resources. And you can find out much more information on the industry at UT's website, which is at forestry.tennessee.edu. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.